Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Season Solario. We're talking beef. It's what's for dinner with Season in just a moment.
Hi, this is Brant Vauder, Acting Secretary of the School Land Commission. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural, farming, and grazing, as well as for outdoor sport and recreational use. More than 500 tracts in 32 counties will be offered for lease. On Monday, October 14th at 2 p.m., we will be in Beaver at the Beaver County Fairgrounds, where 14 tracts in Beaver County will be leased. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for 2019 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
We're talking beef. It's what's for dinner with Season Solario today. Season is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She's on the beef checkoff side of things, and she said the cattle producer can be very proud of the brand that they've developed over the years using checkoff dollars. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
A lot of the things that we're working on right now is how can we position Beef It's What's for Dinner, the Checkoff's iconic brand that was founded more than 26 years ago, as front and center to today's consumer audience. Mm-hmm. And what we're finding after 3 years of our current Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign, which has this creative wrapper around nicely done beef, is that the more we can reach consumers with Beef It's What's for Dinner branding, the more likely people are to eat beef more often, which we think is a strong return on investment for beef producers, knowing that the brand that they invest in is ultimately helping people consume more beef. That's what we all want, right, is to increase beef demand. So we've done that in a variety of different ways through a lot of different marketing tactics.
So why? In other words, you've kind of looked under the hood at what consumers are telling you.
Yeah.
Why that reaction to Beef It's What's for Dinner?
Beef It's What's for Dinner just has a lot of nostalgia. If you think back to 26 years ago when the brand was launched, it came out strong. It made a name for itself in the marketplace, whether that was the, you know, legendary voices that we all remember from the time, or whether that was some of the rodeo music, which we actually still use in our advertising efforts today. But it really made a name for itself. And what we're finding is that when we're targeting people today, we're really looking at that older millennial parent. They're about 25 to 34 years of age, starting to have kids for the first time in the household. Mm-hmm. And they remember some of those television commercials playing in the background of their parents' homes, right? So what we want to make sure that we're doing is pulling then that nostalgia from the back of their mind to the forefront instead. And when they hear it, when they hear the Beef It's What's for Dinner slogan, when they hear the dun 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 of Rodeo, when they hear the strong male voice, they immediately think beef. And we know that when they then think beef, they think, well, let me eat beef, right? So it is really the ability that the Checkoff created 26 years ago to bring that brand to the forefront, making sure that it's sustainable now for the long term.
You mentioned that most recent twist, the Nicely Done series. How's that worked out?
It's worked out very well. So what Nicely Done has really allowed us to do is tell, for the first time through Beef It's What's for Dinner, a cohesive story. And we believe that that's what we call our pillars. We want to talk about the people that raise beef, hardworking farmers and ranchers. And that is something that is brand new to Beef It's What's for Dinner that we had never done before. We want to tell the protein story because we believe with today's increased competition in the protein marketplace, beef has a more powerful protein than any other protein out there. And then we want to tell the pleasure story, because at the end of the day, consumers want to eat food that tastes great and delicious without that guilt. And so really what Nicely Done Beef has allowed us to do is communicate about the people, the protein, and the pleasure through one creative wrapper. So we have a lot of different display ads, for example, that you might see on social media, digital media platforms. Some of them say things like, Nicely Done Beef, you sculpt muscles better than Michelangelo. That's not at our protein story. Or Nicely Done Beef, you fill farms, ranches, and kitchens with pride. That's a nod at our people story. Or Nicely Done Beef, you prove that meat substitutes are just that, substitutes. It's a little bit of a nod at our pleasure story, but lots of other stories as well. So again, it allows us to be consistent with the consumer, but deliver those different messages at different points in time.
Talking Nicely Done with Season Solario of NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 annual female production sale Saturday, October 12th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. 126 head will sell as 69 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall cow-calf pairs, and heavy breads, along with spring calving bred heifers. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.